It was faster.
And then you had to be quicker.
Uh-huh.
But I do better, I was a bit more of a full court athlete than a half court athlete, cause I can play both ends.
Right.
And some people couldn't shoot to save their life. Some people couldn't play defense cause they were lazy. They still want to, they want to be forced.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. This is our 5th special session. Today's date is May 16th, 2025, and the time is 10:03 a.m. Congressman Tillman, could you please take care of today's prayer?
Of course. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with joy in our hearts as we opened our eyes this morning to another beautiful day that you have made for us here. We thank you for your love and your continued blessings, your grace, and your mercy. Father, take care of our Osage people around the world, wherever they may be. Watch over them and protect them. We're getting ready for a very important time in our lives here as Osage people as we get ready for our June dances, which are less than 3 weeks away, Father. And we ask you to be with each district, their drum keepers, their committees, their families, all the cooks, all the singers, all those involved as we prepare for something that's very important to all of us here. And Father, we just ask you to be with all of the nation's employees as they do the work for the nation. And we ask you to be with our chief, our assistant chief, all of the members here in Congress, our staff, our clerks, our attorneys. Father, continue to bless us as we go about the business of the nation. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you, Congressman. Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Speaker Shaw.
Present. We do have a quorum. We are now in an executive message. Assistant Chief Walker, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker, and good morning. Good morning, members of Congress, those who were in attendance and those listening in. We sent a summary sheet. Apparently the internet's down, so you're not able to see it, but it's a very informative summary sheet once you get your eyes on it. It's my understanding that the legislation that will be heard today, this morning, and then after lunch doesn't really pertain to it, but there's several pieces of legislation or appropriation requests for federal grant funding. There are match requirements. I think the grants team needs to be commended for their hard work, not only hard work, but good work. And there's a couple tribal requests. It's mainly moving money around, at least from my vantage point, from what I see. And with that, I'm not going to really go into detail and go through everyone. It would take me a while, but there's a lot of food sovereignty. There's healthy living that's part of the appropriation request regarding the federal funding. And with that, I'll keep it short and sweet and let you guys get to work. Thank you.
Thank you, Assistant Chief. We're now on the legislative message. Good morning, colleagues, and to all those listening. Welcome to the 5th special session of the 9th Osage Nation Congress. As we do our best to thoughtfully and diligently address each piece of legislation presented in the special session, I want to encourage my fellow congresspeople to take a moment to reflect on the oath of office that each of us took, the Constitution that guides our actions, and the mission statement that helps us to stay focused on the work of the Osage people. We, as mentioned by Assistant Chief, we have had some IT issues this morning. I want to say thank you to our staff and to the IT staff to get us to a point where we can have session and do it properly. I'd also like to take a moment to congratulate all those who are graduating during this time, whether it be our babies at WELA, all the way up to grad school. We recognize your hard work and look forward to our next generation of leaders. Thank you in advance again to our staff as we move through this special session and do the work of and for the Osage people. May our days be productive and blessed. Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Reifard.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to make a motion and move to amend the proclamation to include non-tribal appropriations.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The motion to amend the proclamation to include non-tribal appropriations has passed.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Reifard.
Yes, thank you. I'd also like to move to suspend the rules and modify the agenda and place ONCA 25-85 on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. We are now on introduction of bills and resolutions. We're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. I'm reading an ONCA 2582, an act to amend ONCA 2473 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $192,000 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Reifard.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, colleagues, Assistant Chief. Reading ONCA 25-83, an act to amend ONCA 2475 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $4,808,152 of non-tribal funds. Reading ONCA 2584, an act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $126,584 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. And finally, reading ONCA 25-85 to provide an appropriation to CCI PECA in the amount of $250,000 in non-tribal funds from a Pfizer donation and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCA 2582 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 2583 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 2584 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 2585 will be assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. We are now on motions and notices. Congressman Hamilton.
Health and Social Services will be meeting today, IFS, until 1.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Government Operations will meet from 1:30 to 4:30 today.
Thank you. We are now on adjournment. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to adjourn till Monday at 10 a.m.
Second.
All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. We are now adjourned. Thank you and have a good day.